Eric Adams joins Chinese officials in NYC for CCP flag raising on anniversary of Mao's communist rule. By Francis Martel on October 4, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams attended Chinese government-linked festivities that included raising the red flag of China in Manhattan on Sunday, marking China's National Day, the anniversary of mass murderer Mao Zedong imposing communism on the people of China. According to the Chinese consulate in the city, Adams, New York State Assemblywoman Grace Lee, and New York City Council member Christopher Marte joined a China Day celebration parade festival in Chinatown. Adams' participation in the events on October 1, the anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, is notable given mounting reports of Adams maintaining close ties with, including reportedly receiving financial donations from, individuals believed to be affiliated with China's United Front Work Department, UFWD. United Front Work is a catch-all term the Communist Party uses for foreign interference operations masquerading as cultural outreach, charity, or educational programs. Chinese Consul General in New York Huang Ping, the most powerful Chinese government official in New York, described himself as deeply moved by Adams' presence at the China Day Parade Festival and claimed the celebration proved the great support of the overseas Chinese for China's development and the friendly cooperation between China and the U.S. The images of the events do not indicate that any representatives of overseas Chinese who fled to America as a result of the violent repression of political dissidents and communities of faith in that country participated. "Let's continue to show solidarity and work together for a better relationship between our two peoples," Huang urged. The day's festivities included raising the red flag of China in Chinatown, Manhattan. "Happy birthday to my motherland. Congratulations to all Chinese compatriots," Huang posted in a message on Twitter. The Chinese consulate press release on the events described them as tied to China Day, the anniversary of Communist China, and noted that Adams delivered remarks. China Day is an official holiday in New York as of 2019, when the state legislature created it. Lawmakers supporting the creation of the holiday indicated that its passing was a way of rebuking then-President Donald Trump's assertive foreign policy regarding the national security threat posed by genocidal dictator Xi Jinping. "It's important that we remember and recognize that regardless of what we see happening at the federal level, that we need to do our part to maintain a relationship with China," State Senator David Carlucci said at the time, thanking Consul Huang Ping for promoting the creation of the day. Adams described the events he attended on social media as celebrations of the Mid-Autumn Festival, an apolitical traditional Chinese holiday falling on the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar, this year, beginning on September 29. In China, the Communist Party has melded the Mid-Autumn Festival with the anniversary of the People's Republic to create Golden Week festivities to promote economic activity and tourism. In contrast to Huang, who described Sunday's events as depicting the great support of the overseas Chinese for China's development and the friendly cooperation between China and the U.S., Adams called the day a celebration of the moon, prosperity, gratitude, and good fortune. Adams has prioritized attending Chinese events in New York City. In February 2022, the mayor delivered remarks at an event billed as the Firecracker Ceremony and Cultural Festival that featured a giant banner advertising the Beijing Winter Olympics, an event China used as propaganda to silence criticism of its ongoing genocide of Uyghur people, ethnic cleansing policies in Tibet and Inner Mongolia, and other human rights atrocities. "I'm recommitted more than ever to make sure my Opi, Asian American and Pacific Islander, community is safe in the city of New York as we end the violence against this community," Adams said at that event. "We stand united." The Firecracker Ceremony and Cultural Festival Olympics banner included a logo for the Tibetan Association of North America, implying that the organization sponsored it and, thus, that a Tibetan group supported China as a legitimate Olympics host. As Breitbart News revealed at the time, confirming with local Tibetan organizations, the Tibetan Association of North America does not exist. "That's not even our logo. Looks like a fake group," Lawang Godup, the president of the Tibetan Association of New York and New Jersey, told Breitbart News. New York City is the epicenter of a criminal investigation into the Chinese government establishing illegal police stations outside its borders to repress and spy on its diaspora. In April, The U.S. Justice Department revealed charges against two men, Harry Liu Zhenwang and Chen Jinping of the Bronx in Manhattan, for operating the police station. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York Brian Peace accused China's Ministry of Public Security, MPS, of repeatedly and flagrantly violating our nation's sovereignty by opening and operating a police station in the middle of New York City. The PRC, People's Republic of China, through its repressive security apparatus, established a secret physical presence in New York City to monitor and intimidate dissidents and those critical of its government. Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the Justice Department's National Security Division said, "The PRC's actions go far beyond the bounds of acceptable nation-state conduct. We will resolutely defend the freedoms of all those living in our country from the threat of authoritarian repression." Video surfacing at the time appeared to show Adams engaging Liu at a political event a month before the prosecutors announced the charges. In an investigation published last week, Newsweek revealed that Adams received political donations from Liu and his brother. The Adams campaign returned the contribution after serious, credible allegations were made against the contributor, who misled many other New Yorkers and elected officials about the nature of their organization and their work in the city, Adams campaign spokesperson Evan Teese told Newsweek. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.